So today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Zayin, kind of like pivot in the Masechta. To learn today's daf, L'schus V'Refuah Shleim Shana Basya Bas Rachel Devorah. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on Kuf Tav Zayin Amud Beis. We'll read the Mishnah quickly, and then we'll read the Rashbams more slowly. B'nos Tzlavchad Natlu Shlosha Chalakim Manachala. Read very slowly. The daughters of Tzlavchad, they received three portions when Eretz Yisrael was divided up. What are those three portions? Number one, Chelek Avien Shehaya Im Yotzei Mitzrayim. They received a portion of Tzlavchad, who was one of the people who left Mitzrayim. Why is that important? Important is tomorrow, we'll bring in a moment. There was a machlokas as to how the land was divvied up. Who did we take into consideration when dividing the land? Did we take into consideration the people who left Mitzrayim or the people who entered Eretz Yisrael? So Tzlavchad clearly did not enter Eretz Yisrael because he died in the Midbar. But that's how we get the whole thing. But he left Mitzrayim. So apparently Tzlavchad left Mitzrayim. Therefore, he was given a portion, his own portion in Eretz Yisrael. He died. So his daughter, and he had no son, so his daughters split that portion. So they got portion number one is the portion of their fathers. Number two, V'chelko im echav b'nichsei Chefer. Their grandfather, Chefer, also left Mitzrayim. So Chefer also received a portion. Chefer died. And the daughters of Tzlavchad stepped into Tzlavchad's place to receive Tzlavchad's portion of his father's portion, along with their uncles and Tzlavchad's brothers. So Tzlavchad's brothers get, Tzlavchad gets. He's not there. He went to his daughters. And the Mishnah says Shehaya b'chor no tel shnei chalakim. And that Tzlavchad not only got one portion from Chefer, he got a double portion from Chefer because he was the b'chor. Rashbam points out the problem is that there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim that says v'shem hasheni Tzlavchad, which makes it sound like he's the second born. Yeah, so whatever, they try to explain that maybe it means he was sheni. He's talking about the generations. He was the second generation, not the second child. The Mishnah takes it for granted. So basically, the Mishnah has three fundamental ideas. Fundamental idea number one is that Tzlavchad, that the land was divided up amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, not the Bali Aretz. Number two is Tzlavchad was Yotzei Mitzrayim. Number three is that Tzlavchad was a Bechor. So let's read the Rashbam to get a little more flavor. It says, Mas Nisim Benachla. Right, they got three portions of the Nachla. Menachla's Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Chelek Avien. So next one. Tzlavchad Shehaya Miyotzi Mitzrayim. Tzlavchad was one of those who left Mitzrayim. Habein HaNichlas La'aretz, a son who entered Eretz Yisrael. Lo Haya Notel B'Shvil Asmo Chelek Be'aretz. Someone who entered Eretz Yisrael didn't take a portion because of himself, because he didn't leave Mitzrayim. Because if he left Mitzrayim and he was over 20, he would have been dead. So he's not, and the Yotzei Mitzrayim are only those who were 20 and above. Right? Kedemir Gemara. The Kesavar Haytana, this Tana of the Mishnah holds, the Yotzei Mitzrayim Nishaka Aretz Lo Laboy Aretz. That the land was divided amongst those who left, not those who entered. But not going to cry. The Avo Pisha Yotzei Mitzrayim Lo Nichnasu Laaretz, even though those who left Mitzrayim didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, Ela Mesa B'Midbar, and they died in the desert, Velo Natlu Chelek Baaretz, they didn't physically take the land, Mi'u Lahachi Ahani, this is how it worked. Shim Yotzei Ruvim V'Shimon Mitzrayim, V'Nodu Leba Midbar Banim Shinichnasu Laaretz. So Ruvim and Shimon are brothers, same Shevet, they leave the Mitzrayim, they have kids in the Midbar. Ruvin has Sarah Banim. Ruvin has 10 sons. There's Shimon ben Echad, and Shimon has one son. Yito ben Shimon chelik kenegad Sarah ben Ruvin. Well, that means Ruvin and Shimon, the ones who the land is divided up, they each got an equal portion. So then Ruvin's son, Ruvin has 10 sons, they divide that one portion. Shimon's one son takes the entire portion, he gets much larger portion. Because the land is divided based on Reuven and Shimon, and their children, their offspring, divide that distribution. And here's the other thing would be if the land was divided among the Baya Aretz, so then the 11 grandchildren, so to speak, would all get equal portions. Here, the child of one is getting a much larger tract of land than the child of the other one. Okay, but Tzlavchad yotzam in Mitzrayim. Tzlavchad left Mitzrayim, umeis by midbar and died in the desert. Lefikach notlu benos of chelko. He had no sons. That's why his daughters took his portion. He goes fine. He says also to say that Tzlavchad yotzam Mitzrayim because he was ben esrim. He was at least 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim. V'chin chefer aviv shahayot avishayot Tzlavchad bechor. So the chefer and Tzlavchad was the bechor. Problem is he had that with the bechor is that we know that the bechor only takes muksak. Doesn't take roi. Take the double portion only that which the father has. not what the father is supposed to get. So why is Eretz Yisrael considered Musak, not Roy? So he says... No, but he's saying here that this is the one that comes... What do you mean?
Otherwise, that's the only way that it works.
It doesn't work this way.
Everybody died, so it has to be that.
So how do you get Bechor from it? You get it, but who says you get the Bechor?
It's coming out of Mitzrayim.
Right, so how does Slavchad get a double portion of something that doesn't exist yet?
I understand it, because we're talking about it has to be that double argument, whether it's from people who joined in or people coming out, has to be from that direction, otherwise could you get a double portion?
No, because of the people who left Mitzrayim, they never owned the property because they died. So how when Slavchad walks in, does he get the double portion? It's only Ro'oi, it's not Musak. He's only supposed to get it. They don't get it yet.
Because 100%, because it's not like it wasn't there and it's going to be future earnings. It's like it was there already.
Well, you have to explain it that way, but it doesn't make sense because it's not there. They didn't walk in. They never walked in. They never grabbed it. The Rashbam points it out. He says, "Avlagav she'ein." The next two days, it says, "Shehaya slavcha b'chor." The higher royally told Pishnayim imachav b'nisay chayfer. The Avlagav she'ein a b'chor no tell b'roy kumuksok. Even though b'chor only does not take roy, only takes muksok. He says, "Eretz Yisrael muzekes hili yotzei Mitzrayim." Somehow, Eretz Yisrael is considered muzekes to the yotzei Mitzrayim. Kidarmina b'gemara, like it says in the Gemara. Where is that Gemara? Gemara is going to be, I think, in a few days. Somehow they're viewing it as if Chefer already was Muxak in his property. But how practically was it Muxak's property? He never stepped foot into the land. So it's not his. It was never even divided. He didn't even know which portion was his. It wasn't conquered yet. It's 40 years away.
Yeah,
40 years away.
It's everything except for the mechanics of how it physically happens.
But Slavka Chefer, even, and here the case also is that, remember, Slavka died before Chefer.
Right.
So even Afilu Imei Slavka Mikame Chefer, Nimtza Slavka Yorish Pishnayim, Slavka still gets two double portion, Bechol Shei Matzal Chefer, Ki Rishis or no. V'Afa Gavta Kushim Meis Chefer Lo Hayat Slavka Kai, even though when Chefer died, Slavka wasn't there, Afilu Hachi Benasav Hayu Yorish Chalak Bechor Slavka, Benefse Chefer. They'd still get the portion of the Bechor, just like they're getting the Pashut portion of Chefer, of their father from Chefer, they'll also get the double portion of their father from Chefer. Fine. The problem is that he doesn't really answer. It's like, it's not, how is this, we've seen the Gemara in a few days, how does the Eretz Yisrael be considered Muxak? It has to be Muxak in order for it to be the Pishnayim. You definitely get the single portion, but the double portion is only based on Muxak. The Rashbam points it out that you have to work on that, how it's Muxak. Okay.
It went from nothing to three portions.
They went from nothing to three portions. Yeah, basically. Nothing to three portions. Now, how big these three portions are, I mean, they divided the three portions amongst the five of them. Right. Okay. Fine.
Reward for having a big family in the Midbar.
I don't know how that worked. Like, how was that divided? When you got to the Goral and you divided, how did that work?
They got it through their ancestors.
Right. It was Yotzei Mitzrayim. So how was it divided? Right.
Do we learn whether if the Bechor is a girl, that she gets a double portion?
She does not get a double portion if the Bechor is a girl. There's no such thing as Bechor is only a man. Okay. They're getting the double portion of their father.
Right.
He's the Bechor. There's no such thing as a Bechor for a girl. If the eldest is a girl, then there is no Pishnayim in the family. And there's no Siyum on Erev Pesach. So, or no need for a Siyum on Erev Pesach.
All
pity in
event.
Fine. Okay. There we go. Now, if you go read, let's go back into the. So Narsban points out now, if you look on Daf Kufyud Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, really, the Mishnah only mentioned that they got three portions. They really should have gotten four portions. If you look in the Narsban on Amud Aleph, four lines down, they really got four, because to Kedixiv, V'yiflu chevle menasha sarah shita in Yoshua shita bati avos v'abriti do the havli chad asa the abba v'not chelik v'chasov karamina gemara. So what's going on? They really got a fourth portion. What was the fourth portion? The fourth portion is because the brothers of Slavchad, or there was a brother of Slavchad who died without children. So therefore, the other brothers, including Slavchad, supposed to be Yorish, that brother, Slavchad's not there, they stepped in, they should have gotten that fourth portion also of Slavchad's brother. They should have got part of the portion of Slavchad's brother. He says, so the Rashbam points out, we don't mention that because there's no chiddush with that. We mentioned that there was three chiddushim that they had to teach us about these three. So he goes, we're not going to learn anything from it. We already know that the daughter of the son, I mean, the Slavchad's daughters, are the same, they step into Slavchad's position. We already saw that they took the portion from Chefer. So what's the difference? They can take the portion of the other brother. It's the same halacha that's applying. They stand in Slavchad's place to take the portion of the brother. And if you're going to teach me that, it's coming to tell me that the land was divided amongst the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Hashraminale, we already learned that, because we already know that they took it to portion from Slavchad, who was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And teach me Pishnayim, you don't learn that from there, because that's not Pishnayim. He says, but so Rashbam to summarize, of Lahani Gimel Chalakim, but in these three portions that the Mishnah does make, the Katani Hashraminin plus the Misa. From there we learn three things. Number one, the Yotzei Mitzrayim is Chalka Aretz. That the land was divided amongst those who left Mitzrayim. Ubasim, they must have had good records. So who left, who didn't left, you know, they had spreadsheets all over the place. Right? Ubasabain, he kebain the Yarishim Ahachin, and the granddaughter is of the granddaughter gets the portion along with her uncles, because she gets her father's portion. The Eretz Yisrael, secondly, the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And Eretz Yisrael is considered Muksak, the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Not the Babachor Pishnaim, and therefore Bachor can take Pishnaim. Excuse me. Okay. On to the Gemara. So now, Gemara says, which something that we know already, Tanan, can I start today's daf? Tanan, Kimanda Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim Eschalka Aretz. Our Mishnah goes according to the one who says that the land was distributed Liyotzi Mitzrayim. Right, Titania, with the following price, we'll give him a chokas. Rav Yoshi Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim Nishalka Aretz. He says that the Rav Yoshi says that the land was divided amongst those who left Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, the full pasuk is, I think, Ach, right, Ach, Begoral, Yechalek, Esa Aretz, Lishmos, Matos, Avosam, Yinachalu. You're going to give it up amongst the Shmos Avosam, meaning the people who are talking here to the people who are left in the desert. It's going to be divided amongst Shmos Avosam, their fathers, which are the people who left Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's another pasuk, right? Elamani Mikayim. It's like two pasukim earlier. It says over there, La Eilat Tichalek Haaretz Benachala. To these, right? To these people, we're going to distribute the land, which is Mashal. We're distributing the land amongst these people, I mean, the people who are here, which is Bani Haaretz. So what does that mean? It says La Eile Ka Eile. La Eile means like these. Lahotzias Hatfalim. It's complicated. Only those. We're going to distribute amongst those who left Mitzrayim, who are like the people standing here, meaning when they left Mitzrayim, they were over 20 years old. Meaning, if they left Mitzrayim when they were under 20, they're not considered Yotzei Mitzrayim, because they weren't part of the calculation to begin with, and therefore they're not going to get a portion. And the Rashbam points out, if that's the case, you could end up having somebody not getting any portion, because he might have been 18 years old when he left. Remember, they were slaves. His father could have been dead. He has nobody to inherit anything from. His father's dead. His grandfather's dead. His uncle's dead. Everyone's dead. And I mean, you saw that after World War II, the people had nobody. So if he has nobody, then who's he getting? And he's not getting the land because if he entered, the land has to go back from people who left. So where does he get the land from? And Rashbam seems to accept that.
20%
According to them, Medrash, that could be in place also. Though all those people. Right, Chamushim means, according to that, or the first Pshat in Rashi, right, which people tend to forget, means that they were armed. The same way that the Targum, is that Kfirah to say that?
No,
first Pshat in
Rashi says it's Kfirah.
Yeah, it's the Dabar Acher about that they left. That, and also, the Targum Mokos also says the Chamushim means they were armed. But according to that Medrash, you're right. Then you have another source of how it's possible that the people didn't have anybody because 80% of the people died, so maybe his father died in Makos Kosher.
So you're saying, but that means nobody who was entitled to a portion got a portion because they all died out. Anybody over 20 didn't make it into the
Mitzrayim. Wait till tomorrow's done.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How this worked out. Yeah. Let's just read the Rashbam. He says the Yotzei Mitzrayim is Halka Aretz. No. And he says, okay, let's look Ka'ela. Go further down in the wider lines. It says Ka'ela. Shehem b'nei Esrim. They have to be 20. Only those who left Mitzrayim when they were 20, they got a portion.
No, that's below 20.
What?
That's below 20.
No.
Because 20
no. Correct. But it's being distributed to amongst them. Yeah. It's the Yotzei Mitzrayim.
Right.
Right? He says,
their
Yarshim got it via them. But they had to be considered, Yotzei Mitzrayim, you have to be 20 years old. He says, they were 20. Because those who were 20 years old and left Mitzrayim, they were the ones who the land was divided amongst. Not younger ones, people who left less than 20 didn't get were not considered Yotzei Mitzrayim and didn't get a portion directly. They would get a portion through their fathers who left above 20. They, or their sons, didn't take it. They only got it because of the people who bequeathed to them. Here he says, "Vim lo ha'ilhem shum moris sheyotzei Mitzrayim, kigon shelo ha'ilhem av lo dod va'ach shemesu b'midbar." And they right, they all these ach, all these people died shemesu b'midbar below banim. There was no sons. There's nothing there. As lo not l'chelav aris, they didn't get a portion of the land. Where did they live exactly? I'm not sure. Maybe they rented, but they didn't get it. They didn't get an ancestral plot in the land. Okay, so that's the easy one. But now comes Rabbi Yonasan Amar. The land was distributed amongst those who entered the land. So according to our case that we had before, Reuven has 10 sons, Shimon has one son. That means they were divided equally. Each one got 11. Each one got one portion out of 11, as opposed to the other way, where one guy got 50% and the other 50% is divided amongst 11. Right? Rashbam says, he says, not according to those ones who left. We don't follow those who left, we follow those who entered. Which makes sense. The Reuven and Shimon Shiyotz Mitzrayim Yeholi do Bonim Amidbar. It's our case. Reuven Shimon left Mitzrayim. They had children in the desert. Ze Asar Rav Ze Echad. This one had 10. This one had 1. Ihava Ezlin Abasa Yotzi Mitzrayim. Hayanot La Echad Kineg Gulam. If, like we just said, if they went according to those who left Mitzrayim, then the guy who had 1 would take the same portion as all the people combined, all the 10 combined, those 10 cousins combined. Malachshav Hasar Nos Tan Yud Chalakim Va Echad No Tel Chalak Echad. So now we have the problem with the Pesukim. You have to go back to the Pesukim. He goes, he says, Shenemar, La'ela techalik arts benachala. To these people, we're going to distribute. Okay, well, what about the pasuk that comes to Pesukim later? Elamani ma'ani mekayim, right? It says, Ach begoroya chalik arts, lishmos matos avosam min chalu. You have to do it according to the ones who, lishmos avosam, which is the fathers, which are the people who left Mitzrayim. So what goes on? So the Gemara here gives a pshat, which is, I'm not exactly sure I understand it. Seems to say that it's a combination of Yotzei Mitzrayim, Boi Ba'aretz and Yotzei Mitzrayim. He says as follows. He says, Mishuna Nachla Zo, this distribution of Nachla is different. Mikol Nachla Sheva Olam, for all other inheritances. Shekol Nachla Sheva Olam, Chayin Yorshin Mesim. In all of the Nachlos, those who are alive inherit those who are dead. It goes down. It goes here, Kan, the Kan Mesim Yorshin Chayin. Here, those who are dead inherit the ones who are alive. So what does that mean? How does that work? So, excuse me, Rashbam says, "Elamani mekayim l'shmos avosam." The mashma, that pasuk is mashma. The Yotzei Mitzrayim nami yesh lanu l'chalak hanachla. That the Yotzei Mitzrayim, that the Yotzei Mitzrayim also get a portion. He says, "Umefarish va'azad l'hachik anu l'shmos avosam l'shchalak l'achar she'not l'bnei Reuven v'Shimon yud al chalakim ba'aretz." So basically, we have Reuven and Shimon who have 10 kids and 1 kid. So those 11 kids now each get an equal portion. Right? So after Bnei Reuven v'Shimon, Shanatlu Bnei Reuven v'Shimon, Yudal v'Cholakim Aretz, Milchalkin Osam Bneiem, Lefi Cheshbo Matos Avosam. Then it goes back up to the fathers somehow. Ki'ilu L'yotzei Mitzrayim, Dain Reuven v'Shimon Avosam, Nischalku Hani Yud Eal v'Cholakim. Those 12, they each get 12 portions. Those 12 portions are now bequeathed up to the fathers equally. It's as if the fathers now have 11 portions to divide amongst them. Then it goes back down, 5.5, 5.5. That's what it says, right? When we go to Hanu Yotzei Yotzei Mitzrayim, Hayu Bnei Esrim, and when the Yotzei Mitzrayim were 20. He says, V'habanim Einam Ki'im Shluchim Ba'alma L'havi L'shneim Yud Al Chalakim. The Bayi Mitzrayim are like Shluchim of the Yotzei Mitzrayim to bring. So if it was just based on Yotzei Mitzrayim, then the one cousin would get 50%, and the other cousins would split 50%. If it was only purely Bayi Ba'aretz, they would all get an equal of one share. Each one would get the same portion. Now that we're going down and going back up, the one son gets 5.5 portions, and the other son, the other, they split 5.5 amongst them. Before they were splitting 11, before they were splitting 50%, now they're splitting a 5.5 portion. It's weird. He says, "V'chorzin Reuven v'Shimon u'morshel v'neihem banav sheReuven nosim mechza mi'al cholakim u'banav sheShimon nosim mechza." So it's not purely baya aretz neschalka; it's baya aretz, and then they flip it back up, and then they bring it back down. It's this combination. The problem is then why is that any different? Isn't that now be distributed amongst Yotzei Mitzrayim? So why is that considered? You know. So I'm assuming this very, very large tosos. I'll sign it to you for homework. I'm assuming this very, very large tosos deals with that. Can write it up for me and bring it in class
tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Left Mitzrayim when he was alive, wasn't alive.
Except for the
they must have. They were birthers. They must have had certificates and everything.
Except
like that.
I think it was distributed by Goral. Except for that little.
No, but the Goral is distributed out. Who gets where?
And what?
Not as much. Well, who? No. Well, you already know who. But you have to put
only the location.
It's only location.
Part of Israel and the amount.
No.
I don't think
no,
so.
Yes, that's why. That's what the chiddush of the whole thing was.
But who gets? But still, even if you're in a goal route, even if you're in a
smaller, got the smaller.
So it could be like the NBA. You know, you get the larger, the worst teams get the larger percentage to get a certain amount. But who was put into the goal route has to depend on whether Yotzei Mitzrayim or Boy Mitzrayim. Who gets in the wheel to turn it around?
So basically, I lost it here. When the Shimon's son of grandson had one family. Right?
It was one. She went one. Reuven had 10 sons.
And Reuven had 10. So now we say we'll send it back up again. So
there's 11 portions.
What happens to Shimon's?
There are 11 portions. There are 11 portions.
So you divide the 11 now?
No, the 11 portions. So Reuven and Shimon split the 11 portions. So each one gets 5.5, 5.5. Then, so Shimon.
So why don't you say it's all the Shvatim like that?
Reuven and Shimon are not Shvatim. Reuven and Shimon are not Shvatim. Reuven are their brothers.
They should jump bundle everybody together, throw everything back up in the air. I mean,
no, because you're not doing that because it's split according to the Shvatim. So it has to do. You have to do it by each family in the Shevet. You have to break it down.
But you're not doing by each family in the Shevet.
Of course,
Reuven and Shimon are two different Shvatim.
No, that's what I just said. Reuven and Shimon are not different Shvatim. They're using them as an example as two brothers in a family.
Two brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Beryl and Shmerel. That's
it.
It's Beryl and Shmerel. Both brothers.
I thought they used
that
as Shvatim.
No.
It all makes sense that if you think that those who left Egypt were slaves, so there would have been documentation of ownership. Whereas those who were born in the desert, you know, they wouldn't have any of your
accuracy. Well, I don't know. I don't think that doesn't bother me. That's talking about a Metzius. So whatever the Metzius was, they took care of it. That doesn't bother me. Okay.
So he's, a lot of these questions are going to be answered.
Oh, okay. It doesn't bother me. So he said, fine. So he says, I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe's now going to explain what we just said, that the Nachla goes down and goes back up. He says, similar, I'm a Rebbe, Emshalach HaMashal, I'll give you an example. L'ma Adav Adoma, to what's this comparable to? L'shnei Achim Kohanim Shehayu Bir Acha. So we have two Kohanim, two brothers who are Kohanim in one city. They're the only Kohanim in the city. So they made a Tanai amongst them to split the Truma. Each one gets a Truma 50-50. One has one son, one has two sons. Rashbam's gear says three sons because it makes the math easier. Right? And these three or four sons then go to the granary to get the truma. So, the one who had one son, he got a third of the truma. And the one who has two sons, his sons took two thirds of the truma. But now what happens? And they made a deal that they've divided equally. So then those portions go back up to the fathers, and they go back down. They split it 50-50. Because the deal, even though this guy had two sons, this guy had one son, still they split it 50-50, right? That's how it does. It goes up, comes back down. Fine. That's shita number two. Shita number three is Rav Shimon Elazar Omer.
He's like
split the tips. You have to pull the tips, basically. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. He says, no, there were two psukim. There were two contradictory psukim. It was both. Both, your calculation was made both for Boya Aretz and for Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hakeitzad, how does that work? Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim. If you have one person who was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, so he obviously didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. So Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim, no tochalkum Yotzei Mitzrayim. He gets a chelik because he was a Yotzei Mitzrayim. That chelik is going to be divided amongst his children. Hayim Yibaretz, But if he was 20 years old when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, right, he might, no telchalko in boyaretz. He takes his chalik because he was a boyaretz. So this guy could have had a 20, he could have gotten double, two portions because, right? Mikan, umikan, if you have an individual, we'll see what that means. Mikan, umikan, if he's miyotz mitzrayim and he's boyaretz, then no telchalko mikan, vimikan. He takes a portion from this side and from that side. So what's going on? So, how you mikan, umikan,
well, that's apart from the person with 20 years old.
Let's read the Rishonim. So Hayy Mikan Mikan. So Rashbam says like you. Tosos argues. He goes Ruvain Shahaya Ben Chav Shishiyotz Mitzrayim. So Ruvain was 20 years old. It's the first wide line of the Rashbam. Ruvain is 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim. Beholi Banim Bamidbar Umes. He had offspring. He had sons in the desert, and he died. V'habanim Hayu Bnei Chav Bichnasas on the Aretz. And these sons are now 20 years old when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So notlan chelka mishvil atzmon shehin bayaretz. They get one full portion via themselves. V'notlan nami chelik echa mishvil avin shayim yotzim mitzrayim. And they split the chelik of their father. That's what it means. Mikan and mikan, not one individual, right? V'yesh mifarshim, and there are those who explain. And whenever the Rashbam says yesh mifarshim, that means you have to find that person who says it. Meaning, the Rashbam is now arguing on this. V'yesh mifarshim shahaya mikan mikan, but adam echad, talking about one person, Myri, shahaya miyotzi mitzrayim mi boyaretz. He was a yotzi mitzrayim boyaretz. Kigon shiyotzi mitzrayim yeser mi ben shishim v'nichnas laretz. The case would be he left Eretz Yisrael when he was 60. Or above 60, because then he didn't count in the calculation either. Oh, only those who die were 20, right? 20, right. 60. This was like the desert AARP. If you were above a certain age, So he was 60 when they 64, 61 when they left, and he's 101 when they entered. He got double portion, right? Damrina lekaman lo nigzar gzeir b'yesem and shishim. The death was only amongst those from 20 to 60. So then hilkach yitosh nechalakim. We take two halakim. V'lav milsehi. Rashbam argues. Nope. Rashbam says no. Dimishum baya aretz lo yito. He cannot get a portion of the baya aretz. Why not? Because the same 20 to 60 that knocks him out of the death penalty knocks him out of being a baya aretz. He says dechik siv le'ele techalika aretz. Abnei yotzim mitzrayim udiksiv shelo haya ben ish mipkudei moshim aram v'kohen v'lo yotzim mitzrayim atzman kai. He says le'ele techalika aretz. We're talking about to these people. And these people, I think, right? He says. A Yotze Mitzrayim who Dixiv. This is about Yotze Mitzrayim. Oh, he says something else. He says Mishum Deboya Aretz Lo Yitol Dixiv LeEid Chalka Aretz Yotze Mitzrayim who Dixiv. Shelo Haya Behen Ish Mipkudei Moshe of Aron Kohen. Velo Yotze Mitzrayim. I'm not exactly sure what his proof is. I think the proof is that he would have gotten a portion. Rashbam, the Tosfos says no. Tosfos right away says, but Adam Echad Iri. The Tosfos about one person. Shehito Beis Chalakim Mishvel Atzmo Shayim Yotz Mitzrayim Uboya Aretz Kedemuchu Betosefta Shehevi Bekontris Atzmo. We didn't read it yet, but the Rashbam himself brings a Tosefta, which is the Chen Harishim Omer Yeshua VeKalev Notlu Gimel Chalakim Benachla. Yeshua and Kalev took three Chalakim Shayim Yotz Mitzrayim. They were Yotzim Mitzrayim, they were Bari Aretz. They also, we'll see in a moment, they took the portion of the 10 other Meraglim, their portion did not go to their children, it went to Yeshua and Kalev. So, Vikan is a Machlokas. We have a three-way Machlokas, whether it's divided only amongst the Yotzim Mitzrayim, whether it's the Bari Aretz who factor into the calculation and then throw it back up, or it's both. That's even a more complex. Calculation.
So according to the third calculation, if you were 100, then they go back 40 years to see, and then they knock you out?
Say again?
So I don't understand that when you said 100, so that means, and so anybody was 100, they go back 40 years, and they would knock you out to see?
Let me go back 40 years.
Because you said if you were 60, so instead of getting double portion because you're 40 years older, then...
If you were 60, then you weren't included in the gzeira that you're going to die in the midbar.
Right.
So if you left Mitzrayim at 60 in a day,
so then you weren't
included in the.
Right.
So if you survived for natural reasons, you survived the 40 years in the desert, and you entered Eretz Yisrael. So you entered Eretz Yisrael at 100 years old. So you would get a nachla according to this. You can get a nachla because you were Yotze Mitzrayim and you're Boyaretz, so you get another nachla. You get two portions according to that.
What would they do to stop that from happening?
Why would they stop that from happening? Why would they have to stop it? These are the rules. Follow the rules. However it happens, it happens. Why, what?
Issue.
I don't know. Why would you stop it? That falls within the categories of the rules. That's okay. Okay. Next. Yes. So Miraglim, the chelik of the Miraglim, Yeshua the Kalev not Luchalkam. When it came to the chelik of the Miraglim, Yeshua and Kalev took their portion. Rashbam points out, Miraglim, Afal Pishahaya Livneim Shabo Laaret, Lito Chelik Avim Shahayu Yotim Mitzrayim. Even though, according to, I guess this must be according to Manda Amr, who says that it's the Yotzei Mitzrayim who got, according to all three, the Yotzei Mitzrayim have some sort of factor, they factor into it. But make it simple, right? He says, "Afilo hachi lo not lo el Yeshua kalev not lo kalkan." Even though these 10 people had a portion because they Yotzei Mitzrayim, didn't pass to the children, it passed to Yeshua and Kalev. He quotes it from Sukkim. Okay. And that's why also he says that's why Beno Slofkad, I mean Shah's point that we all learned when we read Beno Slofkad said Beno Slofkad Avinu Meis Bamidbar Vehu Lo Hayah B'Socha Eta was 10, he died from his own sin. So they're pointing out that our father does get the Nachla, does stay in the family because he died in the Midbar, but he wasn't from that, from he didn't die and from Tocha Eta, he had was, oh right, he says
that's the argument of who he was.
Right, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, Vehu Lo Hayah B'Socha Eta Elu Miraglim. Hanoadim Hashem Elu. He wasn't from the Eta, which is the Miraglim. He wasn't from the Noadim Hashem, which is the Mislonim. He wasn't by others Korach. So Lama Yigarshim Avinu. Maybe he was the Mekoshesh. Maybe it was something else. Right, different Pshatim in the Midrashim about who he was. But he should have been, even though he died because of a sin, it wasn't one of those sins that would take the property away out of the family. Okay, so then that's why the next one says.
It's the according to the 70, then what's their art, what's their gripe?
Who's right?
What's the below Stockholm's gripe?
Their gripe is that because they were women, they didn't get a chelik.
Our Mishnah is going according to the one that says that they got three. So even according to my number, it says Baya Aretz, it's Baya Aretz backed up and then divided. Somehow they're in the calculation. Sometimes it's a fact, they're factored in. Okay. So mislonim the 250 people, right? Vadas Korach, and those who are in Korach, remember there are two, even though they were bunched together, it's two separate groups that came together. Mislonim Vadas Korach, lo hayilhem chelik baris. There was no chelik. Their stuff was basically their stuff was taken, probably divided amongst the entire Klal Yisrael, whoever was in the thing, right? Lo hayilhem chelik baris, right? He says mislonim. Rashbam says mislonim Vadas Korach. Come on, first mislonim shab shiva Vadas Korach. Dahinu chamishu masayim ish, lo hayilhem chelik baris. Shall not lubenehem eskalkam, their sons did not take their chalik, afopi shahayu mislonim yotzim mitzrayim, even though they were from the yotzim mitzrayim. El command to listen to them, it's if they weren't there. The zacho kola shvatim ilchalkam, right? Ki ilu niskalkal yotzim mitzrayim below mislonim, as if they were never there. They never got any portion. Vinisra bechelikol echad echad portin, every portion was increased by that small percentage. Vahaitan is svirula, and this brisa that we're talking about, right, svirula, li yotzim mitzrayim niskalkar, that's what we said. And this price has to be assuming that the land was distributed amongst Yotzei Haaretz. The Ikalimemar, the Maskandin Milson of Shimon Lazar, he the Amr Elu Elu Skakal Arts. Or you can say according to the last Shita, that is the Elu Elu. I think you can even say according to the middle Shita, because he also takes into calculation the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Okay.
His Korach was a lady, he wouldn't get a portion
out. Yeah, here he is, but he would get a portion. Adas Korach may not have been Levium. Maybe those people joined Korach. They weren't necessarily all Levium. Right? No, the 250 were from Ruvain. Right. Adas Korach is something else. That's what Rashbam is pointing out. Mislonim is one thing, and Adas Korach is something else. But it's important about the Levi. Maybe they didn't get a portion in the city. I don't know. Or maybe it's talking about people.
Right. They did get
right.
A portion just in the cities instead of land.
So he says, V'habon, here he says, V'habon Mishal Meraglim, let's continue the Rashbam, V'habon Mishal Meraglim, U Mislonim, these children, Shabo Laaretz, they couldn't take a portion because from their fathers. Somehow they can, if they can go back to get a portion, to keep going back. Fine. Next. So then, that's what he says. I read inside. Habanim, Natlu B'Schus Avi Aveyan. Somehow, if they went back and their grandfathers were Yotzei Mitzrayim, then they can get it through. It can go through. Maybe they would stand in place of their fathers to get that portion. But they would. That's how they somehow get a portion. Fine. So now the Gemara that says this whole premise that we had was one of the psukim was it says the Shemos Matos Avosam Yinachalu. When she said Avosa must mean the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Maybe Avosa must mean Yotzei Mitzrayim. Maybe Avosa means forefathers, all the way back up to Avram, right? My mashma the ha the shmos matos avosam be Yotzei Mitzrayim siv dimol shvatin karmala. Maybe saying we're going to divide it amongst Yot, what you someone said before, divide amongst matos avosam, which just means we're divided amongst the shvatim, right? Right around all the shvatim, because Reuven got a double portion, so that's why he gets two. They get Reuven gets the double. Not Reuven, Yosef gets the double. Reuven lost a double portion. Yosef gets a double portion. So how do we know the pasuk's talking about just the fathers of Yotzei Mitzrayim? Maybe it's going further back. He says no, because let's look at the context of the pasuk. So it says the kavana of matos avosam must mean that their fathers, actual fathers, were left Mitzrayim. The ksiv, because it says over there, it says elsewhere. Sorry, it says in Shmos. This is by the promise to bring them out of Mitzrayim. It says, "Vayvesi eschem el aris asher nasati es yadi laseish osam laAvraham mitzvah Yaakov v'nasati osam osol lachem morashani Hashem." I'll give it to you, Morashah. I'm giving it to you. Yerusha hi lachem avosam. It's a Yerusha to you from your forefathers and the Yotzei Mitzrayim k'amar lehu. And who is he speaking to now? He's talking to Yotzei Mitzrayim. So it's a Morashah for you. Nasati osol lachem Morashah ani Hashem. I'll give it to you as a Yerusha from your fathers. That's said the Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? Rashbam says, "Mimai the high of Osama Yotzei Mitzrayim coming to the funeral of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Halor is Dilma L'shvatik Armor Yud Beis Miyakol Him L'Chalak Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Yotzei Mitzrayim Armor Lo Devadei Lahem Nemar Pasuk Zeh." That's what the pasuk says. It's speaking directly to them that would think that you're going to get it as a Yerusha from your fathers. I think that's what it means. So therefore, it's clearly that it's talking about referencing the fathers. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos.